Two Washington state members of the Electoral College suffered a defeat in federal court this week. They sought to avoid a penalty if they ignore their pledge to support the winner of the state's popular vote. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports, the case is part of a last-minute effort by some electors to deny Donald Trump the presidency.
These so-called Hamilton electors say Trump is unfit for the presidency. Their nickname comes from Alexander Hamilton's belief that electors should function as a check on the popular vote. They say they're trying to persuade Republican electors to join them. Washington elector Brett Schaffalo sued state officials, saying he wants to break his pledge and vote his conscience without threat of a fine. Schaffalo says he doesn't have a specific candidate in mind.
It's not up to me as one individual elector to decide that. We're trying to discuss this with as many Republican electors as we can. And when we have decided on someone, we will let you all know.
Schaffalo made his case in U.S. District Court on Wednesday. A lawyer for the Washington State Republican Party said electors' fears of being fined are speculative right now, and these cases are harming the orderly transition of power. An attorney for Trump said electors give up their First Amendment rights when they agree to perform this role. Judge James Robart denied the electors' request. He said the potential fine does not constitute irreparable harm. Electors have brought similar cases in Colorado and California. The Colorado lawsuit also failed and has been appealed. Schaffalo's lawyer says he and his clients will decide whether to appeal shortly. Washington's Electoral College members are scheduled to vote on Monday. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.